KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Taking a look at baseball and softball scores from over the weekend as regional softball play continued with the 3A and 4A quarterfinals on Saturday. And in 3A quarterfinal action, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 6-1 as Glenwood moves on and Trojans see their season come to a close. ADM 10-0 over Perry. It was Carroll 13-1 over Storm Lake in four innings. Creston 9-1 over Red Oak. Harlan 8-4 over Denison Schleswig. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-0 over MOC Floyd Valley. Also Sioux City Bishop Heelan 2-0 over Lamars. And Winterset beat Norwalk 6-4. Also in 4A quarterfinal round action in softball play Saturday, it was Abraham Lincoln 13-0 over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in just three innings. Des Moines Roosevelt 5-1 over Lewis Central. And Sioux City North 13-2 over Sioux City West in five innings of play. Now, softball action will continue here today as there'll be lots of action on the slate here in the regional semifinals now here as the tournament season continues here on this Monday. And taking a look at that lineup for you here with the 3A regional semifinals here scheduled today. That'll be Glenwood taking on Creston. Carroll is at Harlan. Also Sioux City Bishop Heelan at Sergeant Bluff Luton and ADM at Winterset. Also in 4A regional semifinals, it's Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln taking on Des Moines East, and Sioux City North will face Sioux City East. In Class 2A action, it's Western Christian taking on Alta Aurelia. Ridgeview will take on Missouri Valley. Nottoway Valley facing Colfax Mingo. Esack County taking on Estherville Lincoln Central. Tri-Center will face Logan Magnolia, and Fort Dodge St. Edmund will take on Jefferson Scranton, Peyton Sherdan. And in Class 1A, Walnut will take on Earlham on the road tonight. Arweva will face Newell Fonda, Charter Oak Ute facing Hinton. Fremont Mills is at Trainer this evening, and Stanton will take on Van Meter on the road here this evening as well in regional semifinal softball play. Moving on to some baseball scores for you in 2A district tournament action here over the weekend. On Saturday, it was Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 12-2 in five innings. Clarinda topped Clarinda Academy 14-3 in five innings of play. Kemper Catholic over Jefferson Scranton 16-6. Audubon 11-6 over IKM Manning. Onawa West Monona a 10-0 winner, or 10-4 winner, excuse me, over Westwood of Sloan. Otterwood Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 6-5 over Maple Valley Anton Otto in eight innings of play. West Central Valley of Stewart 12-8 over Woodward Granger. Van Meter top Panorama 8-3. It was Council Bluffs St. Albert 6-5 over Trainer in eight innings. Shenandoah beat Griswold 8-4. It was Tri-Center 9-3 over Underwood, and Logan Magnolia 14-1 over Missouri Valley in five innings of play there. That's 2A district action on Saturday. Moving on now from the high school baseball front to the Major League Baseball front, as Jaime Garcia won for the sixth time at home, and David Freese homered for the first time since April 12th, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-2 on Sunday for a four-game split heading into the All-Star break. Albert Pujols had two hits, and Matt Holliday had an RBI single and a walk for the Cardinals, who are tied for the NL Central lead and have a roster finally healthy for the second half. They're 3-3 since getting Pujols back from the DL, and Freese prospered batting fifth after going 2-for-12 the previous three games batting second. Brian Roberts hit a two-run homer for the Diamondbacks, who completed a 5-5 road trip and are in second place in the NL West. In other major league action, CC Sabathia became the Major's first 13-game winner of the season by winning a duel with James Shields on Sunday afternoon. Both hurlers went the distance on four hitters, but throwing errors by Shields and B.J. Upton in the seventh inning allowed the Yankees to beat Tampa Bay 1-0. The Red Sox owned a six-game winning streak after Marco Scutero, Justin Pedroia, and Kevin Youkilis homered in the second inning of an 8-6 win over Baltimore. Detroit beat Kansas City 2-1 to take a half-game lead over Cleveland in the AL East. Justin Verlander allowed an earned run and six hits while striking out 9 7⅔ inning, become the first Tigers hurler since 87 with 12 wins by the All-Star break. Jose Bautista hit a two-run double to help Toronto defeat the Indians in Cleveland 7-1. Matt Harrison pitched six-hit ball into the eighth inning. Adrian Beltre homered in the third consecutive game, and the Rangers extended their winning streak to a season-best 7 games with a 2-0 victory over Oakland. The Angels made it 14 wins in their last 17 games as Alberto Colasso hit a tie-breaking two-run double in the eighth inning of a 4-2 verdict over Seattle. Anthony Swarzak gave up a run and four hits in six innings as Minnesota stopped the White Sox 6-3. In National League play, Philadelphia increased its lead in the East to 3.5 games over Atlanta by clobbering the Rays 14-1. Jaime Garcia won for the sixth time at home, and David Freese homered for the first time since April 12th to help the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 4-2, as we mentioned. Matt Cain scattered five hits in six shutout innings before San Francisco closed out a 4-2 win over the New York Mets. Milwaukee remained tied with the Redbirds after Craig Counsell's sack fly capped the scoring in a two-run ninth that pushed the Brewers past Cincinnati 4-3. Pirates are heading into the All-Star break with their best record in 19 years, improving to 47-43 with a 9-1 rout over the Chicago Cubs. Jordan Zimmermann gave up four hits in 6 3rd innings as Washington blanked Colorado 2-0. Mike Cameron's first hit as a Florida Marlin was a two-run homer in a 5-4 triumph against Houston. Andre Ethier hit a pair of solo homers, and Ted Lilly won for the first time since June 11th by working five strong innings in the Dodgers' 4-1 win over San Diego. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Sunday, the Zephyrs of New Orleans defeat the iCubs 2-1. It was Omaha Storm Chasers 4-1 over the Oklahoma City Redhawks as well yesterday. And of course, Major League teams and Pacific Coast League minor league teams are off for the All-Star break in both of those leagues. The depleted All-Star rosters have been weakened even more as Tampa Bay's David Price withdrew from the All-Star game because of turf toe, and four other starting pitchers were declared ineligible because they played on Sunday. The Yankees' CC Sabathia, the Rays' James Shields, the Detroit Tigers' Justin Verlander, and the Phillies' Cole Hamels all were knocked out because of their starts. Sabathia had been bypassed when rosters were announced a week ago, but replaced Shields when the Tampa Bay pitcher appeared on Sunday. Replacing them as All-Stars were Yankees reliever David Robertson, Rangers starter Alexi Ogando, Mariners starter Michael Pineda, and Pirates starter Kevin Carrera. Phillies third baseman Placido Polanco also withdrew after missing six straight games with a bad back. Diamondbacks catcher Miguel Montero will replace Polanco on the roster, and Reds third baseman Scott Rowland will become the starting third baseman. San Francisco infielder Pedro Sandoval will replace the Mets' Jose Reyes, who's on the disabled list with a hamstring injury. 15 All-Stars won't appear in the game, including 12 of the 68 originally chosen. Angels ace Jeff Weaver has been named by AL manager Ron Washington to start the game. Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez is going to have surgery Monday to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee, keeping him out of the lineup for 4 to 6 weeks. And also in baseball, it's four balls for a walk unless you're the Seattle Mariners. Angels designated hitter Bobby Abreu was allowed to take first base on a three-ball count in the third inning of the Sunday's 4-2 victory over the Mariners. Incredibly, the same thing happened to Seattle on July 2nd against San Diego. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In other sporting news, Yao Ming has played his last NBA game. A person with direct knowledge of his decision tells the Associated Press that the Houston Rockets All-Star is retiring. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because Yao has not announced his plans yet, although a news conference is scheduled in Shanghai on July 20th to discuss his future plans. The 7'6" Yao has been plagued by leg and foot injuries late in his career and missed 250 regular season games over the past six seasons. He played in only five games last season before sustaining a stress fracture in his left ankle. The eight-time All-Star has averaged 19 points and 9.2 rebounds in eight seasons of play. Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones was arrested Sunday morning in Cincinnati on misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Cincinnati media outlets reported documents filed in court accused Jones of being disorderly and shouting profanities in a bar and trying to pull away from officers as they arrested him. Jones denied the allegations in an interview with WCPO-TV after leaving jail. His career has been marred by at least 6 arrests and a dozen instances that involved police intervention. The U.S. moved on to the Women's World Cup semifinals with one of the most exciting games over at the Women's World Cup, beating Brazil 5-3 on penalty kicks after a 2-2 tie. Abby Wambach scored the tying goal in the 122nd minute, and goalkeeper Hope Solo denied the Brazilians again. Dario Franchitti avoided multiple crashes and a drive-through penalty to win the Honda Indy Toronto for the third time. The victory extended his IndyCar points lead to 55 over Will Power, who started from the pole before crashing on the 66th lap. Ferrari driver Fernando Alonso won his first race of the Formula One season at the British Grand Prix, while points leader Sebastian Vettel's hopes of his 7th victory were thwarted by a pit stop blunder. Front office executives from the Texas Rangers and firefighters from across Texas were expected to arrive in Brentwood today for the funeral of a 39-year-old man who fell to his death trying to catch a souvenir baseball tossed by his son's favorite player. Shannon Stone was to be remembered at a memorial service on Monday at the First United Methodist Church, followed by a procession to the cemetery that was expected to include more than 100 fire trucks. Stone took his 6-year-old son Cooper to a Rangers game about a 3-hour drive away in Arlington on Thursday night. They stopped to buy the boy a new glove and sat in left field behind Cooper's favorite player, Josh Hamilton. Hamilton threw them a foul ball, but Stone fell headfirst about 20 feet onto concrete and later died. That's a check of the latest sports here this morning on the KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.